Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame. You're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Fred Keel is here. Fred is co-founder and principal of KRW Research Institute, the co-author of Moral Intelligence, the author of brand spanking new book, Return on Character, The Real Reasons Leaders and Their Companies Win. And he's been an he's one of the founders, one of the pioneers of the executive coaching industry, and he's been doing this for a long time. His like mine, his gray hair is not premature, and he's our new friend. Fred, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Tim. It's good. Glad to be here.
It's good to have you here. Is Keel right? Is that how you say it?
Yes.
Okay. And so as K-I-E-L, by the way, folks, if you're Googling
right.
Fred. So Fred, character is something that I've been contemplating for a long time. Character in the marketplace. And where it first came up to me and became very evident as a return on investment trait for me is in banking relationships. Because the first of the five C's of credit, the first one is character.
Mm-hmm.
If you're doing business with a bank, the first thing they look at, now this is the old standard, right? This is before the computer scoring process that, mm-hmm. that the big banks do. But small banks still give you a lot of credit for character. So that was my first contemplation of the power of character. What do you think?
Well, I think it's one of the hidden sources of creating value that has been grossly overlooked and is intended to be sidelined a lot, and especially in the last 10 or 15 years,
yep.
20 years. But character is critically important for creating value, and we have shown our case for that in the research and my book, Return on
right.
Character.
Let's talk about that that research. Now, one of the things that one of my favorite quotes on character is difficult times don't create character, it reveals character. What do you think?
Absolutely. It reminds me of Warren Buffett's quote. He said that when the tide goes out, you can tell who's not wearing trunks. I think that's true also about character, is
yeah.
that difficult times really reveal the individual's character.
Mm-hmm.
And we define character as the individual's first response in dealing with other people. What is it that if it's to tell the truth, if it's to keep their promises, to own up to their own mistakes, but also to be forgiving when other people make mistakes and to demonstrate to other people that they really care about them as people, that we define that as the reflection of a high character person.
Character, connect character and ethics, Fred, because I have a couple of quotes that I love to talk about. One is from Albert Camus, the French Nobel laureate. He said, integrity has no need of rules. And then my friend Lynn Morella, who wrote a book on ethics, says ethics is devotion to the unenforceable, which is kind of what you were talking about a minute ago. Connect character and ethics for us.
Well, ethics is really a field of moral philosophy, and we just don't approach the business world from a philosophical standpoint. We've approach the business world from what can be measured, and how you treat other people and your reputation for how you treat other people is something that can be measured.
And that's part of your character, though, isn't it? Your ethical bearing, isn't that part of your character makeup? I mean, if to me, when you're devoted to the unenforceable, when something is wrong and you know it's wrong and it never was intended to be wrong, but it's hurting the other party for no reason, and you don't allow that to happen, that to me that's devotion to the unenforceable, and
I would agree.
That's a demonstration of character.
Right.
But you have to play the long game, don't you? I mean, if you really want to demonstrate character, you have to be prepared to play the long game, don't you?
Yes. Often, being a person of character in the short term, means that you aren't capturing short term, low hanging fruit, because it's not really the right thing to do.
Mm-hmm. So, talk a little bit more about what your research found. I want to talk about the CEO, the return on investment for the corporate CEO in the next segment. But in general, what did your research show you about the power and the return on investment of character?
Well, we studied first of all 84 CEOs in their organizations, and your listeners will probably be interested to know that 50% of those organizations were small businesses, meaning they had fewer than 500 employees. We did a deep dive into the personal lives of these 84 CEOs and then a deep dive into their organizations by selecting random samples of employees and asked the random sample of employees anonymously to rate the behaviors that the CEO showed and the senior team showed around four moral principles: integrity, responsibility, forgiveness, and compassion. And from that, we were able to compute a character score for each of these 84 CEOs. Mm. In the end, we had a nice spread. We had the highest scoring CEO got a score of 92 on a 100-point scale, and the lowest scoring CEO got a score of 58. And the others were spread pretty evenly in between. What we did is we selected the top 10 scoring CEOs, the strongest character CEOs as judged by their employees, and compare them to the bottom 10 CEOs and their teams, the lowest scoring CEOs and teams.
Right.
And what we found were three incredible findings. We found that for the top group of CEOs, that the return on assets, the universal measure of profitability, mm-hmm. was five times what it was for the low-level.
Wow.
It's really incredible.
Wow. That's dramatic. That's
and
astonishing.
The second thing was equally dramatic.
It's not surprising, but it is a shocking difference. Go ahead.
It is.
Quickly.
The second finding is that the level of workforce engagement was significantly higher for the high-character CEOs. It was 26% higher. And then finally, the level of risk for the organization was significantly reduced by the high-level CEOs.
Wow. All because of the behavior of leadership.
Right.
Not a good decision, not a good investment decision, not a bad hiring decision, all because of the character of the leadership. Think about that, folks. You don't have to go to the bank and borrow money for that. Just do it.
No.
20 After, right back with Fred Keel. Return on Character, that's his new book.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.